T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The following is paid for by Neuropathy Treatment Center of Pittsburgh. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio 1020, KDKA, does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
These are the people, the movers and shakers, the businesses, the people you know in your community who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on KDKA Radio.
News Radio 1020 KDKA, John McIntyre hosting Pittsburgh Works tonight, and we're happy to have in the studio Dr. Sean Ritchie, who specializes in peripheral neuropathy. Dr. Ritchie, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
I must confess to you today that before I found out that you were on the program and that I would be talking to you, I had never heard the words peripheral neuropathy.
Let alone said them, huh?
Yes. Yeah, well, as you know, when we were talking before we went on, I had trouble even spitting it out.
I did too. It is a mouthful, that's for sure.
So what is it, and how did you come upon it and decide to specialize in terms of your practice?
Well, I guess we'll take it back to neuropathy 101.
Great.
So I've been in practice since 2004, and about 2013, I was introduced to some new technology that dealt with healing neuropathy, peripheral neuropathy in particular. And I didn't really believe it. You know, there's a lot of hokey plans out there. And the colleague of mine out of Fort Wayne, Indiana, had introduced me to this whole concept. Well, I pretty much hung up the phone and wrote it off. But then all of a sudden, no matter where I turned, it was either patients or it was on TV, it was friends. We're talking about this peripheral neuropathy. And it just kept, it was like fate. So I ended up calling my friend back and I asked him what it was. You know, what are you doing? So the first thing I did is I learned what the heck neuropathy was. And to describe it, we have a brain. It controls everything. Every cell tissue in your body is controlled by your brain, and it sends a signal down your back, leaves your back as this large nerve fiber. That large nerve fiber controls your big things, your muscles, your heart, your stomach, your liver. And then it gets to the ends, the peripheral. And this tiny little microscopic guy in the top layer of your skin, it makes you feel things. It's called a small nerve fiber, otherwise known as a sensory nerve, okay? So people with neuropathy, that's the nerve that will get damaged. So when you see these people talking about all these symptoms that they're getting, typically the first thing they'll get is numbness, okay? When they start feeling like their foot's a little swollen or their sock's bunched up and the toes are a little numb, maybe tingly, that's kind of the beginning of this. That's the beginning, the numbness. Then the bad stuff starts to kick in. Some people get lucky and they just have the numbness and it'll work its way all the way back to the knees. You can get it in your hands too, and then it'll roll up to your elbows, but it'll stop there, never passes there. But once you pass the numbness stage and you start getting the burning, the tingling, then all of a sudden you'll get the sharpshooter. You're sitting there watching TV and boom, it just hits you.
Really?
Yeah.
So it could be your elbow, could be your foot.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. Generally, the further down, the worse it is.
Hmm.
Then it starts to burn. It feels like their feet are on fire. You know, you get a muscle pull, you go to rub it right now, kind of feels a little bit better. Maybe put a little ice on it, maybe a little ibuprofen. Unfortunately, with neuropathy, there is no avail. I mean, you can't do anything.
You can't soak it or anything. Nope. And it goes away or, no. Or feels better. Okay.
No. I mean, there's medicines that they try to give out, some like Lyrica and Rot and these type of things that were initially invented for psychiatric patients. Kind of numbs your brain, numbs your nervous system, but doesn't usually work. At least that's what the patients tell me. But yeah, so they just sit there and this, the less the blood flows through, you know, the more stagnant, sleeping, a lot of times kicks it in. Then all of a sudden they get this, their feet are on fire, but the next thing you know, they're an ice block. I had a new patient today. By day, it was on fire. I mean, like they seriously say they feel like it's in coals. And they can't do anything about it. Even if you put ice packs on them, it doesn't change the effects. Then he goes to bed and they're an ice block. He puts socks on, he puts covers, nothing changes it. It's all because that small little nerve fiber, it's so tiny you can't even see it, is getting damaged. So that's what we look at, and that's what we work on.
So how much time does it take to get really bad, or does that vary with patient to patient? In other words, can you, in January you start to feel it, and by June it's killing you, or is it faster and worse than that?
That's a good question. It depends on what causes it, okay? So there's several things. There's a lot of things that cause it, but there's four main things. Everybody thinks they need to have diabetes to have neuropathy. That's not the case, okay? So diabetes is definitely one of them, one of the main ones. Chemotherapy. I work with a lot of patients who have gone through cancer treatments, and they end up with neuropathy.
Huh.
Bad broken down back. Okay, some stenosis, arthritis, disc issues, all the way through surgery, you know, getting some back surgeries, even hip surgeries, knee replacements, knee surgeries. They can lead to the death or damage of those small nerve fibers. And the last one, which is very surprising, is cholesterol medicine, like Lipitor, Crestor. All these statin drugs surprisingly cause it as much as a diabetic does.
Well, I've never heard that in the fine print of Lipitor or anything, but
right, I know. It is a shame, but I have a woman who works for me out in Latrobe, and Mary Danston is our website, marydanston.com, and that story is about her. And she walked in my office about 5 years ago, and she walked in, and she was leaning against the wall, stumbling down, walked about 10 feet the very first visit. I found out afterwards she was very embarrassed. She said, "I think the doc's going to think I'm drunk." That's how bad her feet were.
Wow.
12 years getting worse. Doctor said in a few years she's going to be in a walker, soon to be a wheelchair, and she was in her 50s. That's young.
Yeah, it is. I think, at least from my perspective, it is.
Right. So, turns out we do an examination, find out the only thing that's in her wheelhouse that's causing this is her taking cholesterol medicine. We mapped it back to when she first started getting it, was exactly when she started that medicine. So, with that said, we figured out what was causing it. And I told her that day that she had hope. And so, nearly in tears, she leaves. The next visit, which was 2 days later, I have my door to my main office is glass. And I see her standing there. I was behind the front desk. And she danced for about 10 feet all the way to my front desk.
Seriously danced?
Literally danced. She had this huge smile on her face. And then she started to cry. She said, "This is the first time in 12 years that she felt a difference."
That's a hell of a story. By the way, if you want more information on Dr. Ritchie's treatment for peripheral neuropathy, you can go to the website. He just gave you the name of it, marydancedin.com, marydancedin.com. They've got locations in Wexford, in Latrobe, and on Washington Road in Washington, PA. You can give him a ring at 724-940-9000. And here's an awesome offer. The first consultation and examination is absolutely free. So if you think you even might have peripheral neuropathy, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain by going to the free consultation. And if you know anybody who's got it, please tell them about the website, marydancedin.com, and Dr. Ritchie, and tell them that there is hope. We'll be back with more of Pittsburgh Works in a moment. News Radio 1020, KDKA. News Radio 1020, KDKA. We're back with Dr. Sean Ritchie, who specializes in peripheral neuropathy. So we've just explained some of the reasons people end up having peripheral neuropathy. Now, if you don't mind, Dr. Ritchie, tell us about what you do to treat it.
Right, absolutely. Well, first off, I know it's always kind of shocking because people are out there that have this or even think that there's, hey, that's what I'm experiencing because they haven't been diagnosed with it. You're not alone. 10% of Americans in this world have neuropathy, peripheral neuropathy.
10%?
That's over 30 million people.
Yeah, wow. Yeah.
Let's think of what causes it. You got cancer, treatments, everybody's getting cancer, heart disease.
Unfortunately, that's true, yeah.
Right, heart disease, statin drugs, diabetes, almost an epidemic, and bad backs. Everybody has bad backs, stenosis, arthritis, surgeries. So that's pretty many people that can get this just from those four things. So how we work our program is, as you mentioned earlier, we offer the initial visit for free. I do that because I was skeptical. So everybody else who's been out there and gone through the journey years upon years, doctors after doctors, and then there's some guy that says they can help them, they're skeptical. Okay.
So, because traditional methods haven't been very effective.
No, this is all natural. And it's best part about this whole thing is it's painless. So what we do is that first visit you come in, we want to make sure you have it. We'll do a little consultation, talk about your history. Then we're going to do a test on you. The test is very simple. I'm going to activate those small nerve fibers with hot things, cold things, sharp things. It's called an advanced neural foot analysis. And it'll tell me whether you have it or not. And then it'll tell me how bad it is. If it's there and you have it, we actually do a treatment that day. Our treatment, the very first day, is 20 minutes. And it's a little light system. It's called low-level light therapy. It looks like a little moon boot. We stick it on your foot, and you sit in a nice recliner chair, and you relax. Most of the time, there's a full room of people in there you're talking to, so you're seeing that other people have it, telling your stories. Eventually, you become friends, and it's a very, very warm environment. Now, what that low-level light therapy does is it's an indirect way to start to regrow these nerves. So these nerves are damaged, or they're dead. And what the lights do, they create the production of this thing called nitric oxide. 1998, Dr. Ignaro discovered this thing called nitric oxide that our body naturally makes, has one purpose. It creates vasodilation. It opens those arteries and capillaries. Okay? When we get older, we lose that production. And so obviously they start to get tighter. He won the Nobel Prize. So
wow.
We took that knowledge and started working backwards. And we found there's this thing called low-level light therapy. Now, there's many different lights out there, but it's that red light that you see. There's ultraviolet. There's different frequencies that we utilize. And it's a way to create the production of nitric oxide in that top layer of your skin. That's where it works. It doesn't go any deeper. Once we do that, we create an opening of those capillaries and the floodgates of oxygen and nutrients come out and start to regrow these nerves. I guess a good way to put it in layman's terms, if you want to grow your grass, you get your grass seed and you throw it on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
You sit there and watch it. Nothing happens, right? Then you start to water it. Now all of a sudden, here we go. They start to grow. It's kind of the same thing. We're going to be watering that tissue with oxygen and nutrients, and then all of a sudden your body has the ability to start to regrow these nerves.
Does it ever completely go away, or do you need continued treatment because not necessarily?
Right. That, it depends. Most okay. patients that come in that are good candidates, we determine that on the first visit, whether they're a candidate or not. In La Trobe today, we had 5 new patients. All 5 were good candidates. Yesterday, in my Wexford location, we had 4. Only 2 were good candidates.
Oh, what makes a bad candidate?
If I do my testing and it shows that everything's firing just fine. If the nerves are reacting the way they're supposed to.
Oh, then they don't have it.
Then they don't have it.
Okay.
My system
will work another on. Reason to come in for the free consultation
is to
because you want to know.
Have it.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So what we do is we do that treatment. And what I'll do is look at your severity of your case. You know, by the testing, I can see what kind of program to put together. The programs run anywhere from 20 to 30 visits. But what we do with everybody, like I said, I was skeptical, you're skeptical. Light therapy, you don't even feel it. You sit there, you see your feet lit up like a Christmas tree. Good timing for that. and you just sit there. Some people get up on their first visit, and I like to call it their test run on their feet. They put them on the ground. They kind of tap them around. And I can always tell when somebody is doing good because they get that surprise look like, well, hold on a second, my feet feel different. I know the one guy today was definitely like that. He got up, and I didn't notice it until I said, how your feet feel? And then he did that little tap dance, and he got this big smile and surprise look like they do feel different. So not always do they go that quick, okay? So with that, I instead of just running through a whole program, what I do is I end up starting you off on what we call our activation phase. Like I said, when that grass starts to grow, it doesn't all pop up all at once. So little blades come up, little nerves start to grow. You start to see changes. You know, you're sleeping longer. Maybe that pillow that you're walking on, a sponge, starts to get a little less. That bunched up socks going away. The sharp stabby pain when you're watching TV is going away. Numbness is always a little bit slower in healing, but all these other like quantifiable things, you can start to see a change. Then you know it's working. Then you know that the lights are real. And then we move forward with the rest of the program. There's a lot of other things we incorporate. We have magnet therapy, which is awesome. So magnet therapy has come a long way. It's called pulsed electromagnetic frequency. It is designed to increase the blood flow. So essentially what our program does is it creates vasodilation from your knees down or from your elbows down and the top layer of your skin. And then we turn the faucet on with this magnet therapy. And it works great. I've been doing this since 2013. I'm close to 5,000 patients. And it is super, super successful.
Close to 5,000 patients.
That's a lot of patients.
So the word of mouth and word of radio and the word is spread around the area that
Absolutely.
This stuff works.
Absolutely. In fact, I'm starting to try to get into the medical world because they're the ones that see it every day. And if I can get those guys to see that this is valid, we can really help a lot more people.
And there's been skepticism of some treatments in the past because they've proven ineffective as opposed to yours.
Right. And that's the unfortunate thing. I even lately, I've noticed a few people popping up around here. They'll do they'll try to do the light system. There's different light systems out there. Like I had mentioned earlier, there's very specific frequencies and a specific pattern. You rearrange it or take one out, it doesn't work. And there's a lot of light systems out there. And I know some of these people are saying, oh, do it at the comfort of your own home. And here, take these lights home. And I know the lights that they buy, and I know that it doesn't work because those patients have essentially came to me, and there's a difference. They see the results there. So the only thing I would say, if you're ever going to another place or you see an ad and you go to it, get a second opinion. Come to me. I'll sit there. If I think I can help you, I'll tell you. If I can't, I will. But at least you can see the comfort. You can see the other people there. You can talk with other people there too and just see what they're going through and their experience. And they'll all tell their honest opinion.
So if you suffer from some of this horrible pain that can be symptoms of peripheral neuropathy, check out the website, Mary Danced In, MaryDancedIn, just like it sounds, MaryDancedIn.com. Dr. Sean Ritchie has offices in Wexford, Latrobe, and in Washington, PA. You can also call at 724-940-9000. Do us a favor and pass it along. If you know anybody who has neuropathy, tell them about this and Dr. Ritchie and the website MaryDancedIn.com. And as I mentioned, special offer right now, the first consultation is free. And as Dr. Ritchie just told you, a couple of people at one session did have it, a couple of people did not. So You might actually just get the relief of finding out you don't have it.
Right, exactly.
Does it matter? I've got about 2 minutes before I go to break, maybe a minute and a half. Mm-hmm. Does catching it early matter or not?
Oh, good. Absolutely. Catching it early is definitely, because if it gets too far gone, it's going to be really hard to make that turn. Okay. So yeah, definitely catching it early. And a good thing about this, when we get you through the program, most people don't need to come back and see me. We get people 50 to 100% better on a regular basis. If you're good, Kenna, it's almost a 90% success rate. So it really works well. The program is mapped out for your comfort level of how you want to go through it. Never are you committed. This is no contracts or things out there I see people doing. This is me and you working together. And the great thing about it is once you get done with the program, you should be good. Very few people come back unless they seem to go through cancer again or cancer treatments again. Maybe a really bad diabetic might need some maintenance. But other than that, you're good to go.
No kidding. That's actually remarkable.
It is. I never thought it would work as well as it does. And the best part about this whole thing, the engineer behind this whole light system just developed a brand new light system. It's 4.5 times stronger. It is the strongest light system.
Oh, and you just started to implement that?
I got rid of all my old equipment and got all the new stuff in as of this summer.
We're going to talk to one of your patients on the other side of the bottom of the hour news. His name is Walt Winkowski, and he apparently has had some pretty successful results of all this. And it'll be nice to hear from an actual human being who's gone through this stuff and see his perspective and what he has to say. John McIntyre hosting Pittsburgh Works. We'll be back after the bottom of the hour news. News Radio 1020, KDKA. News Radio 1020 KDKA, we are back with Dr. Sean Ritchie, who treats peripheral neuropathy, which is something I mentioned at the beginning of the program that I had never heard of before. But as I talked to Dr. Ritchie, apparently, unfortunately, there are thousands of people who are intimately familiar with the shooting pain involved with this.
Oh, absolutely. And it's not thousands, it's millions of people.
Is it millions?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it was something that I never imagined. I mean, when I learned this in school, that it's this nerve damage and they get the pins and needles tingling. In my mind, just like you or anybody else who doesn't have it, you rub your feet and, hey, it kind of goes away. I imagine it as if I'm sitting on a couch and I put my foot underneath my leg and then I go to get up and I fell asleep.
Right.
It feels swollen. It feels like this big, puffy, swollen thing. You put it on the ground and it doesn't even, all you can do is feel pressure, but you can't feel the ground. It's that numb kind of feeling, the pins and needles, maybe even kind of stepping on glass kind of feeling you get. And then you go to take a step and that brain and that foot are not working together. So that's kind of what people were experiencing. But then when I'd start to listen to what it affects, I mean, to sit across the desk and somebody say, I just retired, I'm living my life, my dream now, but I can't because I got this thing called neuropathy. it steals a person's not only life, but their soul. I mean, when you see what people go through, it loses everything. I mean, simple things like sleeping, it wakes them out of a dead sleep. You know, they can't get...
Are you kidding me? So a shooting pain, boom, and you're wide awake and in pain.
And then it starts to burn and you can't fall back asleep. That's not everybody. Some people are just numb and they sleep fine. Mm-hmm. But the feeling, I mean, you start to not feel the ground and they start to lose balance.
So numbness is annoying, but not everybody has the shooting pain. Some just have the numbness. And even though that's bad, those are the lucky ones, I guess, of this.
If you want to term it. Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Relatively speaking.
And I even tell them, at least you're not experiencing that nagging, burning pain that you just can't get it to go away. But then it starts to steal their fun things. You know, they're retired. They're golfing, gone, hunting, gone, fishing.
I didn't even think of that. They work all their lives. Now they get to hopefully enjoy it if they have enough money. And then, boom, it's ruining everything.
There was a guy that he was a big executive, and he got it right when he was retiring. And I'd say with his 5 years before he retired, it started really going bad at the very end. But he was that guy that was just numb. And when he went through the trial run, he was getting changes. He couldn't really describe it because numbness is hard to say how worse or how good it's getting. But he stuck through it and went to the end. Visit 21, 22 was on a Monday and a Friday. And he went away that weekend to a wedding. And I saw him that next Monday. And he came in. He's like, "You're not going to believe this." I said, "What?" He said, "Guess what I did this weekend?" I said, "What?" He goes, "I danced with my wife for the first time in 5 years. And I danced for 2 hours straight." I said, "You did?" He goes, "I couldn't dance. My feet were too numb. I had no balance." And he said, "You know why I quit after the 2 hours?" I said, "Why?" He said, "The wedding was over." So it's just amazing. I mean, there's a lady going through my program right now that had it. And the very first time she said, "Man, I feel like that burning is just getting worse." First treatment. And then I'm like, "Stick with it." After her second treatment, which was on a Wednesday, she slept for the first time in years through the whole night. The whole family couldn't believe it. They were talking about different things like when they get out of the car, she's very unstable and she kind of waits till you walk around to help her out. And they said, "We came around, we get out at home and we came around and we went to get her and she was gone. We didn't know where she was." And sure enough, she had got out, not even thinking, got on her feet, just started walking right away. That's a big thing. People have that little seat to standing to go. They have to get their bearings. Boom. Within a couple of visits, she's like walking.
So it probably really makes people feel old, like really feel their age and then some. And that's another reason that this must love this treatment. It's like, "Oh my God, I'm young again. I can dance again."
Yeah. Not only to a degree.
But
that's true. I mean, a guy, Bob, was a huge hunter. And I actually had a little marketing campaign. "Let's get your ing back. What have you lost?" You know, people are just like sleeping. I mean, you get it in your hands. You know, women like to do sewing or quilting. They lose that. Even cutting vegetables up or anything like that you do with your hands. It's one of those things that I try to help these people get their ing back, get their life back, you know. No pun intended, but get them back on their feet.
Yeah.
Literally. So it's just been a real fun time. Like I said, I never thought it would work. And the program's really results driven. We have you come in and we do a few treatments, you know, probably a third of the program, just so that you can get acclimated. We see those changes. Then we both know it's working. Let's go through it. And then if not, you know, maybe we have to look at a different angle.
If you're just joining us, we're talking with Dr. Sean Ritchie. He specializes in peripheral neuropathy. You can check out his website, MaryDancedIn, MaryDancedIn.com. He's got three locations in Wexford, in Latrobe, and in Washington, PA. Here's the good news. The first consultation is free. If you find out you have it and you want treatment, you can start it right away. If you find out you don't have it, at least you'll have that peace of mind. And do us a favor, if you know somebody who has neuropathy, tell them about Dr. Ritchie and MaryDancedIn.com and let them know that there is actual hope. Dr. Ritchie, I'm reading from your website here. Born in Pittsburgh, graduated from North Hills High School. In August 2003, graduated from Logan College of Chiropractic with a Doctor of Chiropractic degree and a Bachelor of Science in Human Biology. But when you graduated from that school, you didn't know that peripheral neuropathy was in your future.
No. If you would have said in 2004 that I'd be working on feet, I probably would have said, I can't believe that's in my future. But it has been probably the most rewarding last 6 years of my life. To see the transition in these people is just so much fun. They have gone, the journey that these people take to get to where, you know, coming to my door is horrendous. They start to get that numbness and tingling. They're like, what's going on with my feet? So they start to talk to their PCP about it, and they try to avoid the question. The medical world has no idea what to do with it. And so what they do is they try to avoid the conversation. They mark it in their notes. They come back the next time. Hey, my feet are getting worse. Finally, they'll say, all right, let's get you over to, let's do blood work. See if you have diabetes. That doesn't come back. Now what do I do? Let's ignore it. See what it does. Then finally it gets so bad that they go to the neurologist. The neurologist says, okay, let's do an EMG. I had a lady come in today that she had gone through an EMG. An EMG is a nerve conduction kind of test. It checks what your nerves are doing. And it's a large nerve fiber test. It does not assess these small nerve fibers. So I don't understand why they're getting tested to do all this large nerve fiber motor skill kind of functionality when it's a small nerve fiber. Then they start talking about doing surgery. You know, that you have carpal tunnel. There's a thing in your foot called tarsal tunnel. They start talking about doing a tarsal tunnel surgery, which never works. You're talking large nerve fibers. So they just get misled, misdirected. Then they get on the meds. The meds are Lyrica, like Neurontin, and all these different things. And that just kind of puts you into a fog. You know, that's not the way to go. I always say, if I start punching in the arm and it starts to hurt, what do? You take a Tylenol. Okay, I keep punching you. You keep taking Tylenol. Instead of taking the Tylenol, why don't you stop me from punching you? Okay, and that's what we do. We stop the punching in the feet with treating it with low-level light therapy, magnet therapy, and it helps to get your life back. It's really cool.
And you mentioned the technology is advancing, and you just got all new light therapy machines.
Yeah. The gentleman, the electrical engineer behind this whole thing, I'm friends with, and he flew into Pittsburgh back in May. And we went to dinner, and he was to show me how that he improved the technology that I thought couldn't be any better. But he increased the potency of this 4.5 times. And man, have I seen a difference since we made that transition. So it's good.
So things get better quicker.
Exactly. So that first 9 visits that we kind of go through, kind of our activation phase, people are seeing quicker turns so that they know that this is not just in their mind or another endless road of hope that's being discouraged. And so it works really well.
We'll continue our conversation with Dr. Sean Ritchie, who's an expert in peripheral neuropathy. He has offices in Wexford and Latrobe and Washington, PA. You can call if you like at 724-940-9000. If you want to check out his website tonight as we speak, marydancedin.com, marydancedin.com. I'm John McIntyre. This is Pittsburgh Works on News Radio 1020 KDKA. News Radio 1020 KDKA, John McIntyre hosting Pittsburgh Works tonight. We are with Dr. Sean Ritchie, an expert on peripheral neuropathy, and one of his patients has been kind enough to call in, Walt Winkowski. Walt, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks. Good to be on.
Great to have you on. So what brought you to Dr. Ritchie's office? What kind of symptoms were you experiencing?
Okay, how much time do you have?
I got like 10 minutes.
Several events occurred that got me to him, and I think things happen for a real reason. You know, I've led a pretty active lifestyle most of my lifetime, college sports, and after college I became a golf addict, and just kept active. I was real active with work, moving around quite a bit, and back in the 1980s, I started experiencing some trouble with my back and some issues with cholesterol and blood pressure. So I started to see some doctors, and things were sort of moving in that direction. And, you know, the things that I took for granted and really enjoyed, like walking, hunting, and being active, started to become a little less restricted because of the discomfort I was feeling in my feet, ankles, and legs. And I contributed this discomfort to getting old. You know, after a couple of doctor's visits and tests, I was prescribed statin drugs for high cholesterol and eventually high blood pressure medicine.
And I take it that wasn't doing any good.
And you know what? It started a series of events. You know, and at that time, I didn't question anything. So I was taking them. But after a period of time, the statin drugs gave me quite a bit of arm pain and causing weakness of none of my lower extremities again. So when I golfed, I liked to walk, but that went out the window because it was really difficult for me to do that. And so I started feeling these aches and pains and what have you. Long story short, I was losing the physical activity that I so enjoyed. And another thing started to happen. My balance, I was having trouble with balance.
Right.
I was up at Penn State at a football game, and I was up in the upper tier. And I'm trying to get out and go down to get something to drink. And I fell. I fell.
Wow.
Now, if you've ever been there, it's not a lot of room. And try and manipulate between people's feet and what have you. So I fell on a lovely young lady, and I mean, it was a good event, but kind of embarrassed, quite embarrassed. And
sure.
I started to notice that it was becoming more and more common, and my ankles and my feet were really, really bothering me.
Right.
So going back to the long story short, this path that I was on culminated in a blocked carotid artery that I had surgically repaired in February of 2019. I had a 95% blocked carotid artery.
Mm-hmm.
And luckily, the surgery was fantastic. I mean, came through and it opened it up. But I was prescribed blood pressure medicine again and strong statin drugs. Needless to say, that discomfort was stronger,
right.
and was really creating. So I started looking for answers, and I met with my PCP and some of the other doctors. We talked. I questioned some of the stuff that I was taking. The medical profession, you know, hangs tight from a standpoint of prescribing medications, and I didn't want to go down that route again because I've had the experience of, and it wasn't pleasant. So
it wasn't working. Yeah. So how did you happen upon Dr. Ritchie?
You know what? I heard one of the shows on the radio.
Huh.
So you know, we do dumb things as people. I procrastinated for almost a year.
Yeah. That's very common.
You know, I'm listening and I'm going, well, first of all, I wasn't really up on that. I didn't know what neuropathy was. So
right.
I'm questioning whether or not that would be the thing for me or not. So went over to my PCP and McCandless and I opened up a magazine, the North Hills, one of the North Hills magazines, and there was an ad. So I saw it again. I'm going, like, I started to see Is somebody trying to tell me something? You know?
Fate.
It was fate. I kept seeing ads.
Everywhere you went, there was Dr. Ritchie somewhere. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you know what? And I made the call.
Right.
And to be honest with you, perhaps one of the best things I did all year.
Wow. That's great to hear.
Good for you. Was the treatment, could you feel a difference right away? Did it take a couple of visits?
Well, you know what? No, but a unique thing happened. They do a treatment for the feet with heat lamps.
Mm-hmm.
I guess Dr. Ritchie explained that.
Yes.
That stuff.
Right.
And my feet were, I guess, because of the nerve damage that I've experienced with the drugs and the medication.
Mm-hmm.
My feet get cold. I mean, it would really get cold. So the first one, two procedures, I couldn't feel the heat.
Right.
So I'm sitting there and I'm wondering, I don't know, they got a lamp on my foot and I'm not feeling any heat. And then all of a sudden it started to occur.
Right.
So I'm like the third or the fourth procedure. And I can remember Karen saying she was taking a sleeve off of my lower extremity. And she said, wow, you steam things up.
You were sweating. And that's actually a really good sign. When you sweat in those bags, it means that nerves are functioning.
So And it's been a good experience ever since that. I can walk now with pretty much freedom. I get around pretty much. I'm still battling the effects of the carotid artery operation, but with the blood pressure medicine. But
right.
I mean, that's a different
story. Are you back to playing golf and hunting, et cetera?
You know what? I hunt with the camera, so yeah, I'm doing that.
Good.
And I play as much golf as I possibly can.
Awesome.
The last game I played, I shot an 81, which I was quite proud of. But,
wow. Yeah.
I haven't played since, and what happened was the statin drug that I was and the blood pressure medicine that I was on really affected my legs. So
yeah,
I decided to put the clubs away, and we'll start again in the spring.
Well, at least the numbness and the shooting pain are gone after all those treatments, and I bet you were wondering whether it would work, and I bet you're darn glad that it did.
Yeah, you know what? It probably the best decision I made this year. I mean, going there and going through it. Not only that, I look forward to going to the office. I mean,
yeah, it's a good time.
I've never been in a doctor's office where there's such a positive environment.
Oh my God! Somebody's enjoying a doctor's office. This is a miracle here.
You know what? I mean, I come home and my wife. I told her that. I said, "You know, Laverne, this is amazing. All the people are happy."
Yeah. You know? We're pulling the thorn out of the lion's paws.
There you go.
Yeah, she just looked at me like I said, "Yeah, I've never been to a doctor's office where you know come in and everybody's talking to you and everybody's how you doing, how you feeling." Yeah. I think it's absolutely amazing, Dr. Richie pops in and out, and how you feeling, you know, is it working, what do you think, blah, 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 blah. And,
yeah.
It's just a really good feeling.
Walt, that's a great story. We're close to running out of time. Any final thoughts, or did you have any?
No, Walt, I really appreciate you coming on and telling your story. You've helped a lot of people by giving proof that it does work, so I really appreciate you taking the time to tell your story.
I'm glad I could, because it worked well for me, so I'm really kind of happy with that. It doesn't cost anything, and
the initial consultation is free. Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
For the first application, so
right.
That was a no-brainer. So,
yeah. Well, thank you, sir, and I'll catch you on Friday.
I sure will.
All righty.
Well, thank you much. Just to remind everybody, Dr. Richie has offices in Wexford, in Latrobe, in Washington, PA. You can call 724-940-9000, or you can look at the website, Mary Danced In, MaryDancedIn, MaryDancedIn.com. Well, that's a success story and a half.
Yeah, that's every day. That's my life, though.
Is that right?
It's a pretty fun life to live, that's for sure.
And you've apparently hired a lot of happy people for your staff.
Well, like I said, you're pulling a thorn out of a lion's foot. Everybody gets happy, so it's a good program.
That's great. And so, and just to emphasize this, the first consultation is free. Right.
That's why I do it. I mean, like Walt was saying, you know, it's a no brainer. I set it up. Nobody else does that. This is really for me to see if I can help you. And I will say, like yesterday, we had two people I couldn't help, and I said, save your time. You know, it's not going to work for you. But then all five today were great candidates. So. Seriously, call 724-940-9000 right now if you want. Leave a message. We'll call you back.
Oh, I didn't realize you could call tonight. Okay.
Yeah, just leave a message. We will call you in the morning when we get in, and we'll get you on the calendar. And it's a really easy visit, and we'll get educate you, and you actually get that treatment free. So
724-940-9000 in Wexford. It's 2591 Wexford Bain Road. In Latrobe, it's 1901 Ligonier Street. And it's 1385 Washington Road in Washington, PA. Pardon me. And that, of course, I had to cough. Any final thoughts in the last 30 seconds, Dr. Richie?
Nope. It's getting to that season. Like Walt said, don't wait. You start thinking about the weather. You start thinking about, hey, I might just want to put this off. Neuropathy continually gets worse. And if it gets too far, it's hard to help you. So don't hesitate. Like Walt said, I just wish I would have made the call earlier. I delayed it and procrastinated. Don't be that person. And if you know somebody, most everybody does, please tell them there's hope. Just tell them to give that number a call
and come in for that free visit.
724-940-9000. Leave a message tonight. Dr. Ritchie, thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
News Radio 1020 KDKA.
The preceding was paid for by Neuropathy Treatment Center of Pittsburgh. Information on the program was intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio 1020 KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information on the preceding program.